Today on the podcast, I'm fresh off another birth with a doula client, so I want to talk about why the birth plan is so important. Hi, and welcome to Happy Healthy Human Radio. I am your host, Samantha Attard, coming at you from the beautiful Washington, D.C. I'm an Ayurvedic coach, yoga instructor, and doula, sharing with you all the things I am learning about and teaching about in my day-to-day so that we can all find a little more balance, bliss, and confidence. And thank you so much for being a part of this community. If you do enjoy the podcast, please subscribe, rate, and leave a review on iTunes, or please do share with a friend. I truly appreciate it. Lots of great events are coming up in August, including Ayurveda 101 and an Ayurvedic cooking class over at the beautiful Realignment Studio in Capitol Hill. If you're interested in finding out about all of the events that I have going on, the best way is to join my newsletter. You can head on over to BeHappyHealthyHuman.com. There's links all over the place to sign up, or go to the Discover Your Dosha quiz so you can discover your Ayurvedic dosha and get signed up all in one go. Thanks so much. So, like I mentioned, I am fresh off of a birth. One of my doula clients, she went into labor on Friday, and it was really cool because she just was having some kind of minor cramping and contractions through most of Friday. And then, you know, we checked in, we talked a little bit. She started timing some of them, and she's like, okay, you know, they are coming about every 5 minutes or so. And then she's like, no, they're really coming every 5 minutes. And so we hopped on over to the hospital, and she was there. She actually progressed really quickly, really, you know, in the grand scheme of things, really, really quickly. And a beautiful, freaking beautiful baby was born at 9:33 in the morning on Saturday. It was a really great birth, really just great vibes all around with this birth, especially with some fabulous nursing staff over at Sibley. So we were at Sibley Memorial Hospital, and the nursing staff was so wonderful and so supportive. And it just had, there were just really, really great vibes in this birth. And it was really a beautiful thing to see. And in this birth, this was one that really cemented my, what I realized of why having a birth plan is so important. So I wanted to talk today about a birth plan, why it's important, and how to actually do it, and how to actually enact it. So birth plans, on the one hand, gets a bad rap, because when you have a birth plan, it sounds like you're being so high maintenance, right? You're like, I want this and this and this. And we all know that birth doesn't always go as planned. We know it basically never goes exactly as planned, really, is what I should say. And so we know that, you know, we can't micromanage birth. Totally understand that. Totally get that. And on the other hand, you know, handing over to your nurse a 20-page document about what you envision, which is great, but it is not going to be something that the nurse can read or have time to, and then you have a shift change and the next people don't know. So in some senses, birth planning, it seems like you're being high maintenance, kind of over-controlling, and that it's not going to even work anyway. Totally hear you. I have had similar feelings about birth plans in the past. But that being said, I want to name three major important reasons, and including one very important, very surprising one, reasons to have a birth plan, and then also how I would go about it, how I would implement it so that you are not that overbearing, over-controlling parent in the hospital. Cool? Okay. So why create a birth plan? First one, number one, it takes away a lot of the uncertainty. So the thing that's so scary about birth is that we don't know how it's going to go. You know, if you have never birthed a baby, you don't know what contractions feel like. You don't know how hard is it to push a baby out. I don't know. Like, right? You don't really sit around and think about, like, oh, do you think it's, like, you know, Iron Man tough? Or do you think it's tough like a workout or like a flu? Like, you know, what is it like? It's really a unique experience unto itself. And so having a birth plan and exploring options through a birth plan takes away a lot of the uncertainty. Because another aspect of this, I mean, not only is there many stages and phases to your labor, like just when you're like, I've dilated, great, now we have to labor down and wait for the baby to engage in the pelvis. And now that the baby's labored down, we have to start pushing. And now that we've started pushing, we have to birth the baby. And now that we've birthed the baby, we have to birth the placenta. And, you know, it goes on and on. There's a lot of steps. And it's not just you having these steps, it's also you in relation to everyone around you. And that includes your support team, like perhaps a partner if you have one, your doula, a parent if they're in the room, a good friend, and the nursing and hospital staff, or the midwife, or the OBGYN. So it's not just you in a little bubble, it's also all of the people around you. And so you want to explore not only what it is you want to happen in your body, but also how you want logistics to happen with the people around. How, like, what is really supportive if your partner is doing a specific thing? What is, you know, what are rules or things that you don't want the staff or OBGYN to say because it's going to be really triggering for you? Like, you want to explore these things, not just for yourself and what makes yourself happy, but also what you need to happen in relationship to others. And when you take away uncertainty, you also take away fear. Because if you don't know what's going to happen, it's going to be a lot scarier when it comes up. But if you already know, for example, that contractions when you're going between 7 to 10 centimeters of dilation, that those are going to be the most intense contractions, or that's going to be kind of the most trying time, very likely, of your labor, then you're not going to freak out when you get there. Like, when you get to that place, you're like, oh, wait, I was expecting this to happen. Okay, here's what I'm going to do. So it just takes away a lot of the uncertainty, a lot of the fear of unknowns. It can give you a lot more sense of empowerment of, okay, I know what's happening in this process. I know why it's happening. The second big reason is because it allows you to kind of figure out preferences and choices while you still have the autonomy to make them. Because guess what? When you're in the middle of labor, it's not a great time to make decisions. You can't like whip out a piece of paper and start making pro-con lists when you are having a contraction every, you know, 4 minutes or 3 minutes or 2 minutes. So it's really important to have had a conversation, again, with yourself as well as with anyone else that's going to be in the room with you, about what you actually care about, what you'd like to do, so that then your support team can actually support you. So they don't have to guess. They don't have to ask your opinion. They can also just help you say, yep, we know that she is interested in blank, and actually make it happen. So it's really important to actually name these preferences before you actually get there in the moment, because in the moment, when you don't have all the thinking faculties there because you're really busy, you know, birthing a baby, you can call upon, okay, well, what did I say 2 weeks ago? Oh, right, this was really important to me. It's still really important to me. Okay, that's what I'm going to do. Here's the third reason why creating a birth plan is so important. And this was the reason that I think was really interesting in this last birth and definitely has made me an official birth plan advocate. I think it gets you some respect from the hospital, especially if it's not an overdrawn, crazy, you know, 20-page booklet, but rather, well, we'll get into what how to actually create your birth plan in a moment. But by having a birth plan, you say to the nursing staff and to the doctors, hey, I've thought about this. And you said, hey, I'm actually informed. And this, I think, actually probably takes some stress off of them, because they no longer feel like, okay, shoot, I gotta watch this. I gotta put in all the stuff. I have no idea how this person's gonna react to everything in labor. They say, okay, this person's prepared. Okay, this person knows in general what's gonna happen and actually cares about what they want. One of the scariest things for doctors is trying to guess what their patients want, because that's when they maybe guess wrong and maybe get not in trouble, but you know, get negative feedback from patients. But if a patient tells them what they want, oh gosh, you've just made their lives so much easier. And so I do now truly believe that there's an important part of putting in a birth plan, because your hospital staff will respect and treat you differently and feel at better ease. Again, this was something that was new to me, and I'm now going to really advocate for it pretty strongly because of the reaction that we got in the hospital from this birth plan. So let's talk about how to make sure that birth plan then is actually a usable, workable document for your healthcare providers and is not an overbearing, controlling document. So what I first do is with my doula clients is we'll actually go through the entire labor delivery and really like a full birth plan. Like, we'll talk about all the aspects, like, hey, do you want to use essential oils? Do you want to have music playing? How do you feel if people, like if the nurses are talking about going to go see a movie or talking about another patient in your room, is that going to pull you out of it? Is that going to be annoying? what are you going to do if someone says, hey, your baby's going to be really big? Like, will that freak you out? Or how do you deal with that in a positive way? As well as all the logistics of, hey, do you want an epidural? Should we ask you if you want an epidural? Which we always do, create a code word so that we know, like, if you really, really, really want an epidural. Those are the conversations that I'll have, and we'll have that over even the course of about an hour and a half to 2 hours with my clients, of really going through what happens in your birth plan. Once we've gone through that, usually what will happen is a few different pieces will stick out as being really important to the parents for one reason or another. And I'll put together a list of these really important aspects of the birth and create a little cheat sheet. So I'll usually make this about 5 to 10 items that the parents really want everyone in the hospital to know. So again, to use an extreme example and then a less extreme example. So one extreme example could be if you are a survivor of sexual assault and you don't want to be in a specific position, or if a specific procedure is not great for you and your mental health, like, you could put that on your cheat sheet. That would be an important thing to make sure that every nurse and doctor that comes into your room knows that this is important to you. Similarly, it could be something like, please don't ask about an epidural. I will tell you when I want one. That's a big one, especially for women that are really trying to not have an epidural, but there's a lot of pressure sometimes to do so. So you'll name these things that are important to you about your time in the hospital. Again, I make it a bulleted list, like really bolded, like, you know, bold epidural, colon, please don't ask me about it. Bold, fourth stage of labor, colon, please do not use cord traction when delivering the placenta, whatever it is. So you just name those out. And so this means it becomes like a half page of paper. And so I'll say on the top of it, the parents' names, their cheat sheet. I'll put in, thank you for helping us deliver our baby, boy or girl, or just baby if they don't know the gender. And then list out the cheat sheet. And then there it is. The next important piece, I make like 5 or 6 copies of it just in case I need them. But then when you actually first enter the hospital, when you're in triage, you're getting that first nurse interaction. Sometimes if they're really cool, they'll actually ask, do you have a written birth plan? And then it's a perfect time to hand it over. And if they don't ask about it, you can say, oh, hey, I have a little written birth plan. When's the best time to give that to you? And I'd like to do, and I invite you to do that towards the beginning. First off, because the contractions are probably less intense at that point, so you have more time to explore these aspects. And then also it's, again, setting the tone, getting it from the beginning. Hey, I know what's going on. This is my plan. This is how I'd like you to treat me while I'm in the hospital. And so so I would invite you to do it during triage. Write the first nurse that you see, the first one that's helping you. I mean, she's asking you question after question, or he, of course. They're asking you so many questions during when you first enter the hospital. It's crazy. Like, you're like, oh gosh, I thought you already knew this. But there's a lot of questions. And so when they're at that point and they're asking you all these questions and you're having contractions, it's a great time to then also say, oh, and hey, we have something for you too. And again, and you create this respectful, hey, we're in this together team mentality that's going to make sure that what you want to happen during your labor really does happen during your labor. And that's what I also really love about it, is I no longer think of birth plans as trying to say, hello, yes, I envision a vaginal delivery with 2 hours of pushing and 1.5 hours of blank. Like, yeah, no, we can't plan for the outcomes, but we can plan for the process. And isn't that the secret? And isn't that just like every other goal setting or work that we do? You can't get attached to outcomes, but you can definitely define how you want the process to go. And that is the power of a really good birth plan. I would love to hear your reactions to this. If you've had birth plans, not how it affected your time in hospital or in a birthing center, what you did, what was successful, what was not, so that we can all get a little bit better and make it so it's a positive experience for both parents as well as their healthcare providers. So if you want to send me a message, I'm over on Instagram at @BeHappyHealthyHuman, or head on over to BeHappyHealthyHuman.com. There you can find more information about the work that I do as a doula, as an Ayurvedic coach, and of course, teaching yoga as well. Thank you so, so much. I'm sending you lots of love and light on this Monday, and that light in me very humbly bows to the same light in you. Have a good one.